Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:13. We're one day closer to baseball, Ray. Baseball.
Are you so excited, Tom?
Oh, they will most definitely come, Ray. Oh, wait, they're not allowed to be in the stadium. Anyway, I am very excited. I am very excited. Two games on ESPN, Thursday night baseball. I may be staying up late. Neither team is my team, but baseball is back, and it's National Hot Dog Day. So, Laura, baseball, hot dogs, bam.
All you need is an ice-cold beer and some Cracker Jack, and you're good to go.
I don't care if I ever come back, because it's root for the home team. Anyway, very excited. It made me think of when I put the two together, the hot dog, the infamous baseball hot dog bit on SNL with Will Ferrell's Harry Carey. I just love that bit.
If I was a scientist, you know what I would clone? Hot dogs. Imagine a world with endless supply of hot dogs. You could have a hot dog anytime you wanted.
Well, Harry, you could do that pretty much now.
They'd be so abundant, they'd become our currency. 20 hot dogs would equal roughly a nickel, depending on the strength of the yen. I'm not quite sure, but you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's just keep praying that we can clone one of these hot dogs. Hey, if you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
What?
I know I would. First, I'd smother myself with brown mustard and relish. I'd be so delicious. So would you?
I don't know.
Don't jerk me around, Norm. It's a simple question. A baby could answer it. If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
I guess so.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend. If you had said no, I would have bitten your ear off.
Harry Carey, Will Ferrell is the late, great Harry Carey, and hot dogs. Laura, if you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
Tom, that is a question so easy, even a baby could answer.
And that
answer
is?
The answer is yes. It's yes.
It is yes. 94KX, I miss the good old days is what I miss. News coming up next, a check on sports and AccuWeather. So, Laura, I'm driving around yesterday. There's nobody on the streets because it's like 95 degrees, but there was no, I couldn't find any humans.
And everybody kind of stayed inside yesterday.
Yeah, and I heard Chad Evans say on the radio, you know who my best friend is? Mr. Air Conditioner.
Yes.
I thought that must be it. But I got thinking, like, as I looked at my brown, crunchy lawn, there's like nobody mowing lawns. There's nobody doing, you know, like, trimming the flower beds or looking at their garden. There's nobody doing anything yesterday. I don't know.
I think, isn't that what they call sort of the dog days of summer?
Yeah, exactly.
You just lay around in the shade like a dog.
But let me look at the calendar. July 21st yesterday, you know, and it's the dog days of summer already. That's like mid-August, right? I mean,
normally in August, I feel like it cools off, but then in September, we get a sneak attack of summer.
Yeah, that's true, too. So maybe we have that to look forward to. I don't know. I didn't see any kids, like, mowing lawns. And I thought for a minute, maybe kids don't do that anymore. You know, like, do kids still go out and get cash summer jobs like I used to do in South Wilkesbury? Just go door to door and say, you need your lawn mowed? I'd push my mower. And, you know, the neighbors would be like, yeah, I'll give you $5 to do that, Tommy. So I do.
Excellent
it.
Like, question.
I don't know if kids, like, even use their parents' lawnmowers anymore and go out and help their neighbors. Then I read about a group of teenagers in New Jersey who actually started their own landscaping business. Teenagers. And
oh, wow.
Not just any business to cut lawns and shrubbery and stuff like that, but they promised to make enough money to keep the business running and give back to their neighborhood, give money to the neighbors who couldn't afford food and, you know, maybe they're unemployed and that kind of thing. And the kids named the company Leaf It To Us.
That's fantastic.
It's just a heartwarming story.
We wanted to find a way to, like, make money, but also, like, give back to the community as well. You turn on the news and you see all this negative stuff on the news, and we were like, we want to, like, do something positive, and so we decided to go local.
We had a great idea this season to donate back to the community, and we found out that our friends, the Bedoyas, were giving back to the community by, like, helping people who didn't have, like, food and were affected by the coronavirus. So we decided to take 10% out of our proceeds and give it back to people in need.
Leave it to us. Those kids are going to be millionaires.
Great idea.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're not lonely. You got us. We're here for you every single morning, right? I mean, no
yes, we are 100%.
No matter how we're feeling, we're doing it every morning, whether we're frustrated over coronavirus, frustrated over this hot summer heat, frustrated over political or worldwide matters. We're still here.
There's so many frustrations, Tom.
There's so many to choose from. Yet we're coming up with new stats every day. Conan O'Brien did this thing on his show last night, which was pretty hilarious. And the fact is, it's true. Like, you and I research this show a lot. And we find articles sometimes that I read the first two sentences and I say, so?
You know? You do tend to do that. Sometimes things that are important to the rest of us. Tom, you're definitely like,
so
who cares?
The average man has gained 4.5 pounds during Corona. How do they get that number? I mean, come on.
It's not that much weight.
No.
That's like water weight in a day.
That's what I was thinking. It's really hot now and we're all guzzling more water. Let me step on the scale. Oh, my goodness. Blame it on the coronavirus. You know, it's like,
You said 40 pounds, it might be more of a big deal, but 4.5 pounds.
And what was the other stat Corona said? We're eating more lasagna during the coronavirus.
It's like, I want to know who's eating lasagna when it's 100 degrees outside.
Who's baking that up? You can make it on the sidewalk, for God's sakes. You don't even need the oven.
No. But I don't care if you have central air or not. I have zero desire to bake a lasagna right now. There's no way.
Remember the old days when you lived in Mount Carmel? You know, you had the window fans going. You had a window air conditioner.
I had a window unit. I had multiple fans. And then the husband and I would sleep downstairs because it got so hot upstairs.
I'd come
and
over.
That was our house in Lewisburg, too. Oh, my gosh.
I'd come over and visit. I didn't know who was panting louder, the dogs or you.
It was me. I know.
Now we have central air and we're like, you know what? I ain't going outside.
I can never go back. This whole modern convenience that is central air conditioning and a dishwasher, which is running right now. It's unbelievable.
And we blame it all on the coronavirus. I'm not going outside today. I'm not going to become a statistic in my county for the coronavirus. No, you're not going outside because it's hot.
Because it's hot, yeah. It has nothing to do with the Rona.
Just own it. Anyway, here's part of Conan last night. And listen to some of these stats. They're pretty hilarious.
There's been a 60% increase in people eating morning lasagna. Check this out. A 550% increase in women named Karen going by their middle name. There's an 80% increase in rooting for the Sharks during Shark Week. Hey, 75% increase in board game-related stabbings.
Ooh.
A 600% increase in adults overheard yelling, "Hope your haircut was worth it, Dad."
Oh, my God.
We all had homemade haircuts. It's all good. I don't know. So yes or no, do we blame all of our problems on Corona?
No, we can't do that.
No, I can't honestly do it either, Laura. I have to own it.
No, we can't. No. Yeah, you have to own it. You and I like to own it, Tom.
That's right.
We have to own it.
Like, Tom, what's with the stupid haircut? I don't know. I guess I just felt like it.
Oh, you could say that to my husband this week because I totally gave him a haircut on Monday.
You did not give him another haircut, did you? The barbershops are open. You did not.
No, he asked me to. He was like, "Hey, babe, can you give me a haircut?" I was like, "Of course I can." And I did.
Well, the first person that laughs at him today at work, he's got to blame it, not on Laura, on the Corona.
That he can do. However, I've got the fade down now, man.
Oh,
it's good. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. Good morning. Are you ready? Call Regent. Brace yourself.
Okay, hold on. I need to stand up.
Oh, you're going to stand for this.
I'm going to stand up to get ready to polka.
I am not going to stand for this. Yeah, get ready to do the two-step. There's a YouTube channel out called There, I Ruined It, which I think, with all the people trying to sing, all the people trying to perform that are really bad, some of these videos on There, I Ruined It are actually funny and worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So, enter Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga singing Shallow. That may be your favorite song, but okay, when it's done as a polka?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is this something else you're searching for?
It's like the basement of St. Stan's.
In all the good times I find myself.
Or maybe Channel 44. I don't know.
I think Channel 44.
And in the bad times I fear myself.
Yeah!
In the shallow.
Yeah! In the shallow.
Shallow.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
In the shallow.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time ever on the radio, Shallow, polka style.
Wow. Interestingly enough, I do follow a couple of polka bands on social media.
Of course you do.
And there's a pop polka band who plays at the Reading Liederkranz at least once a year, and it is fantastic.
There it is. So, you know, did you just say pop polka band?
Yes, a pop polka band that plays today's hits, Polkified. I'm serious. I can't make this up. Sean Carey's fraternity brothers were there with me the one time. I'm serious.
Will that festival happen this year due to coronavirus?
Probably not.
Can you polka dance at social distance? That's all you need to answer that question. And you know.
The answer is no.
I think we need to make room on like Sunday morning or Sunday evening for Laura Wasileski's Pop Polka Hour.
Sign me up.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning, it's 7:47. Hey, y'all, is there a coin shortage or not? I'm just kind of wondering, like,
okay,
what's going on?
I thought it was just pennies.
So did I. And all of a sudden, there's a coin shortage. Who's making up this story? This could be fake news. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I'm going to go on record as the true Coleridge and girl that I am.
Okay.
I do not want to move to a cashless society.
No, I don't either. Is that what's going on, you think? Or is this the beginning of that? Like, I understand coronavirus. You go to the store and some stores just, what was it, Michael's I was in the other day to buy a picture frame, and they would rather you use your card and not your cash. Okay, whatever. You know, I understand that, but...
See, Tom, you and I, though, you're from the more northern coal region. We have our little kutch. Mm-hmm. Like, you have your little kutch. You have your envelope.
Yes, I do.
Now, maybe I shouldn't be telling people this, but you have your envelope, and, like, you put some stuff aside. That's what you do.
That's right.
And you have your space, your little spot that you keep it. That's your little kutch. And then on a rainy day, or maybe you're going on vacation, you're like, hold up. I got to grab my cash.
There it is. I mean, and right? you'll always have it. My dad had it in a sock in his dresser drawer. My grandpa kept his in an old U.S. mail bag under his mattress. You know, so you always got that little kutch that we call it. Yeah, a little
mine
bit of
is
cash.
In a fully locked, hidden, fireproof, guarded by MacGyver type space in my house, so no one try and get it, okay?
I like the guarded by MacGyver part. Yeah,
guarded by MacGyver. I want to see you try and get through that dog.
It's just not going to happen. But banks are already starting to offer more money if you bring in coins. There's a bank in Wisconsin, for instance, that will give you $105 for every $100 in coins.
This is something new, and it's interesting. I really didn't expect coin shortage to be one of them that we have to deal with. We're buying it off of the Fed. We might as well just pay our local people instead and kind of cut out the middleman. It's $5 for every $100 worth of coin brought in. So, for example, my parents brought in $218 in coin. They got $228 back.
Wow. So it's not just pennies, according to this guy, at least. So I don't
know. Okay, what bank was that?
There's some bank in Wisconsin he was talking about. Oh, wait a minute. Do you have a coin jar?
Of course I do.
Listen to that.
I just got it out.
Listen to that lovely sound.
Listen, the bulk of my family is from Mount Carmel. My grandparents swore by envelopes. This right? is the thing. And see, now, if I was able to go on vacation, which I'm not,
yeah.
I would take this to the coin machine, and then that's like your fun money, your bar money, your spending money when you go on vacay. The coin jar.
Gotta love it. Except in my house, it was called a cuss jar.
Oh. Oh, no.
Saved by zero. 8:15. What kind of man are you? I'm not asking you, Laura. What kind of man are you?
Thank you.
I am a modern man. Do you remember the old bit by George Carlin, who did a
quite I'm a well. Modern man, a man for the millennium. Digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded. I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing. I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond.
Oh!
I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface from a database. My database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity.
George Carlin, the bit goes on for another 3 minutes, but that was one
limited
of my...
Limited broadband capacity.
Yes. And I like the way he was being treated for cancer at the time when he did that stand-up bit, so that's why he said, and occasionally I'm radioactive. I mean, he just laughed at everything. But what is a modern man, Laura? There's a list of 10 things that the modern man possesses. Now, 50 years ago, a man would have laughed at you and put his cigarette out in your latte. But nonetheless, here are the top 10 features of a modern man, number 1 to 10. Number 1, you do your fair share of cleaning around the house.
Keith has his chores.
Mm-hmm. So do I. Very good.
This is you, Tommy.
Okay.
You talk openly about your feelings.
Yes, I do. I have no problem with that. And
no, you're very in touch with your emotional side. I appreciate it.
I used to do a bit on the radio a long time ago called In Touch with My Feminine Side. Women loved it. Nowadays, you know, you got to be politically correct. So, yeah, in touch with your feelings. All right, number 3, if your boss or manager was a woman, you'd be totally fine with it. I miss my Jamie.
Right? Jamie was amazing.
Jamie
what a
was
wonderful,
amazing.
Powerful woman.
Yes, I miss her. Anyway, number 4.
You're okay discussing your mental health.
I have mental problems, and I admit it.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But yes, I'm okay with that.
I think that ties in, though, with being able to openly talk about your feelings.
Yes.
So they go hand in hand.
Number 5, you're a good listener. Why wouldn't a guy listen, Laura? Come on.
I feel like sometimes dudes tune their significant others out. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Maybe.
On occasion.
I don't want to even go there, but anyway. All right, number 6, you're great with kids. I have another phrase that I've used in radio for years. I have always said, I love children, it's adults I can't stand. And when I say that to an adult, they don't know how to react. But yes, I'm great with kids.
Kids are great.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Number 7, you're openly affectionate. That's you, Thomas.
It is, but it's tough now during this corona craze. I love to hug people.
You're a hugger.
Yeah.
You're a hugger.
And I just can't. Anyway, number eight, you'd be fine being a stay-at-home dad. I always said that. I always said, hey, you get a better job than me, man. I'll stay home with the kids. I got no problem with that. Never happened, but I
always
said
it. Couple of friends who, in the relationship, the female member of the relationship actually is the breadwinner, and dad stays at home, and it's totally cool.
Very cool. Number nine?
You don't always need to put on a brave face.
No. Oh, I'm a terrible liar to begin with. I don't play poker for a reason. So usually if I even tried to put on a brave face in a situation where I wasn't brave, people would probably see through it, people that know me at least. Good one.
It always bugged me, too, when people would say a little kid skins their knee. Toughen up, sonny. Boys don't cry. Get up. Dust yourself off. I don't like that.
No.
It's okay to cry.
Yeah,
no,
I was raised in that kind of house. It was a different time now. It was in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm totally with you on that. And number 10 could be tough for some of you guys out there. You stand up against things like prejudice and racism. How about it, guys?
I think that's difficult regardless of gender.
Very good point. Yes. So
sometimes these conversations are so difficult that, you know, and it might make you uncomfortable.
Yes.
Whether you're male or female, they're tough conversations to have.
So how about it, guys listening? Are you a modern man? How about it, ladies listening? Is your man modern? Modern as in modern family?
Showing emotion is part of being a sexy modern man. Ask anyone who was raised on Alan Alda.
There you go.
Love that. I love Modern Family. Oh, my gosh.
94KX, you're home for the Welcome Back gift card blast. Murray Motors today. Now you're thinking, really? A car place? But yeah, a $50 gift card plus a free oil change could be yours this afternoon from Murray Motors as we salute the local businesses who are toughing it out during the COVID. Local events, some are toughing it out as well. The Bloomsburg Fair, we don't know yet. We will know by August 1.
They'll make a decision by August 1st. And again, I would not want to be a member of any group making tough choices like this right now.
Very tough. So you can go on the Tom and Laura face page and let us know if you want to go, right?
That's right. Head to the 94KX Facebook page. I created a poll. Simply check yes or no.
Yep. Save your political opinions, please. Just check yes or no. We will reveal the total tomorrow. Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans on the way next, a National Hot Dog Day. He likes to eat hot dogs and drink beer while he golfs. So there you go. So
that's perfectly Chad.
How, before we talk about masks, shout out to Abe's Hot Dogs, South Main Street, Wilkes-Barre, since like 1949, my favorite hot dog. Yours?
Oh, wow.
Yours?
You put me on the spot, Tom.
Sorry. Remember Mr. Wiener down on Routes 1115 south of Port Treverton? It was like,
no.
You don't.
Sorry.
Well, they're out of business now because the bypass got wide. So, rest in peace, Mr. Wiener. But I love, people say Coney Dog. I'm all about Abe's in Wilkes-Barre. Sorry. I'm going home
and you
for
know,
my favorite hot dog.
My husband makes hot dogs, the soupy dogs, and they're good.
So go ahead, claim it. That's yours.
Okay.
There you go.
That is it. Now, Soupy Brothers Soupy Dogs, man. My favorite hot dog.
Now on to the next question. How do you eat a hot dog through a mask? It's just impossible.
As long as you're seated with members of your family or your party, you are allowed to take off your mask while eating, particularly in public, maintaining social distancing of 6 feet.
There you go. And as long as you're wearing a mask, you can still smile too, right?
Yes, and today's thought for the day comes from the great Tyra Banks. Do you remember that show, America's Next Top Model?
Yes, she was cool.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
And now, apparently, the new host of the dancing show.
Oh, okay. Well, way to go,
Dancing
Tyra
with
Banks.
Stars.
Yeah.
So she has a quote today. I'm going to share it. I saw this. It was funny. Never dull your shine for someone else. And even while you're wearing that mask,
yeah,
remember to smize.
Smize? Is that a new word?
Huh, it's a word she coined. It's smile with your eyes. Smize.
Everybody smize today. Wear a mask and smize. That's great.
There it is.
There it is. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.